Father, we thank you so much for those words through our Lord, Savior, Mashiach, Yahushua. Thank you, Christ, for redeeming us. So tonight we're going to give our teaching on endurance, finishing our course. And what Wendy was talking to the prophecy about climbing mountains. You know, if I'm going downstream, do I have to endure? If I'm in a boat and going downstream, I take a nap. If I'm following the world, going downstream, I don't need endurance. You know, I'm bored. Endurance is going upstream. Endurance is doing what the world doesn't want you to do. And that's what we're all called to do. You know, Christ says, if they hate me, they're going to hate you. If they don't hate you, you're not manifesting Christ. Well, I go to church, that doesn't make any difference. You know, if they don't hate you, you're not manifesting Christ. So we're going to begin in Luke 8:15. All of our jobs, you know, what do you want?
I was just looking. I forgot to do the top of that last thing. Where all the
focus.
I cannot see it.
And this is the sower and the seed. Remember, there's four groups of people. So we're in generally one of those four groups. We don't have to go through it. You know, one was the seed was on the rocks, and you know, and Satan took it away immediately. The other one, they grew up fast, but they didn't have deep roots, and they dried up when any kind of adversity came. If you don't have deep roots, adversity is going to knock you off, and you won't have endurance. The other one is the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches got you sidetracked. And the fourth one is what we're supposed to be, fruit bearers. So in 8:15 of Luke, let's see right here. But that in the good ground, these are they who indeed in a noble and good heart, having what? Heard the word. You know, you can't be going upstream without knowing what you're actually doing. You must have the word to direct you on what way to go. Cross-stream, downstream, upstream. Hear the word, hold fast, and bear fruit with what?
Endurance.
Endurance. And a lot of these translations, which is really sad, I was looking at the King James. We're going to look at two words that we're going to be looking for. But back to this, you know, this is the first, you know, the first usage of the word, and it's hypo monai. So it's H-Y-P-O-M-O-N-E, but it's actually pronounced by the Hebrew hupomene.
Hebrew or Greek?
It's Greek. Well, we say H-Y-P-O, hypodermic, you know, but they pronounce it hupo. You know, the Y is like O-O. And hupo means under, and mento means to stay under.
M-E-N-T-O?
Yeah, M-E-N-O, just M-E-N-O. That's the noun. And all the words are usually coming from the verb, which is hypo. Let's see here. Where's the next one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first one is hypomone, M-O-N-E. Strong's number 5281. The verb is hypomeno, M-E-N-O. Strong's 5278, which is actually sounds like hupomeno. And we're going to look at it. It's under to stay. And so that's the verb, to stay under. And so you're looking at endurance, and I'm looking at the King James, the verb, they'll translate endure, the nouns, they translate patient. Well, I'm saying endurance is not synonymous with patient. You know, so patient is just being calm. It's not enduring. It'd be interesting. You know, all of our language, the English language, is so corrupted. But you look up the etymology of patient, and it comes from pate, P-A-T-I, which means suffer. Passion also comes from pate, P-A-T-A, suffer. And so the way people use passion today is wrong. The way they use patient today is wrong, according to the root of the word. But we're going to look at the word endure. Endure, I think, is, and what we saw that in Espanol, perseverance is another word, to persevere. We will have a course, and we're going to look at how to accomplish our task till our death. Most people, a great many people, don't ever go upstream ever because it's too uncomfortable. Because people don't like me. Other ones will go upstream, and then like the people, the deceitfulness of riches on the third seed corrupts them, and all of a sudden they get diverted. So we've known people like that, and we're going to look at individuals like that. And the one who goes all the way is what we're trying to do. And we know the Apostle Paul did that. David did that. Moses did that. They accomplished their feat. So, finishing our course, and so we saw that King Saul didn't finish. Solomon didn't finish. Eli didn't finish. Who did finish? Samuel, David, David, and Jeremiah, they finished their courses. And we should be always attaining to finishing our courses. So if you go to, when you look at Hebrews 11, we're not going there, but we will be going to Hebrews 10, but we're looking at, is most people think, well, let's just go to Hebrews 11. And most people associate that with what?
Faith.
Okay. Yeah, that's the faith chapter. But we're going to really see it is a faith chapter, but what we're going to see is every person who's mentioned in that endured. They passed because of endurance. And endurance is before chapter 11. Actually, it's chapter... We'll go there, chapter 10, 32, but we're looking at people who finished their course, and in chapter 11, it mentions Abel, Enoch, Noah finished his course, Abraham finished hers, Sarah finished hers, Isaac, Jacob finished hers, Joseph finished his, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel. Every person who's mentioned in 11 endured, thereby finishing their course. So we look at Hebrews 10, verse 32. Chapter 10, verse 32. So this is going to give us the priest, the preface to chapter 11. So 32, but be calling to mind the former days in which none, once you were illuminated, a great combat, a suffering, what? Ye endured. Every one of these people who are going to be in here suffered. And usually suffering makes you cave and you don't endure. Yeah, you end up quitting. That's it. This is too heavy. And we know that with the Apostle Paul. Stoned. Shipwrecked. On and on. Yeah, whipped, almost 200 times. That's endurance. That's the resistance. And so if you're going to endure, there's going to be a resistance. And who's it basically from? Our adversary. Well, you see with the Democrat Party and Christendom too, it is shut your mouth and get in line and repeat what everybody else is saying. That is what you're supposed to do. And there's no suffering. You don't have to endure because you're just doing what we're told you to do. And that's Satan. So Hebrew 32.
It's like, I won't have to choke you because it chokes out the...
Yeah. And so you become ineffective, and that's the whole purpose.
Neutralized.
You can have your prayer life, just don't tell anybody else. Don't go... this is a church too. Don't go with Yahweh and all this other stuff. Don't go with speaking in tongues and don't do this. That's not popular. Just come to church on Sunday, all right, and we're fine. Now, in an Islam country, that would be bad. You couldn't do that. But in the United States, you'll just flow right along. You'll just flow right along. 33. Partly indeed because both with reproaches and tribulations you were being made a spectacle. Oh, tribulations. Yes, it comes with it. Partly because also fellowship with them who were so involved you were brought. For even with them who were in bonds, you sympathize. And unto the seizure of your goods, with joy you bade welcome. I mean, are these people going through some adversity?
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Knowing that you have yourselves for a better possession and an abiding. Do not then cast away your freedom of speech, the which hath a great recompense, for what?
Endurance.
Of endurance. This is all before chapter 11. And chapter 12 is going to be endurance. Chapter 10 is endurance. Chapter 12 is endurance. And chapter 11 are the people who did what?
Endured.
For of endurance you have need, in order that the will of Yahweh having done, ye may bear away the promises. For yet a little while, how short, the coming one will be here and will not tarry. But my righteous one by faith shall live, and if you draw back, my soul delighteth not in him. So there where the faith comes in. We, however, are not of a drawing back unto destruction, as not drawing back, but a faith unto an acquisition of life. And so that's where the endurance comes in. Now we go to chapter 12, verse 1. Remember, 11 is sandwiched in between this, the lesson we're supposed to be learning. Therefore, indeed, seeing that we also have encircling us so great a cloud of witnesses, all the people I mentioned in chapter 11, stripping off every encumbrance and the easily entangling sin with what?
Endurance.
Let us be running, and a lot of people will say, with patience. No, it's not patience, it's endurance. You know, there's a big difference on how we take it. It's not suffering, so patient means suffering. Well, we're not in suffering, but enduring is what Donald Trump right now does. You know, anybody who has Elon Musk endures because people are attacking. With endurance, let's be running the race. There it is. With running the race that is lying before us. Looking away unto our face, princely leader and perfecter, Yahushua, who in consideration of the joy lying before him, did what?
Endured.
A cross, shame despising, and on the right hand of the throne of Yahweh hath taken his seat. For take into consideration him who hath endured such contradiction by sinners against themselves, lest ye be weary in your souls becoming exhausted. See here, and we'll stop there. Now we go to James 1, verse 3 and 4. Same message. Taking note that the proving of your faith worketh out what?
Endurance.
But let your endurance have mature works, that it may be mature and complete, and nothing coming short. Let's see here. Now we go to verse 12. Happy the man who endureth temptations, because becoming unproved, he shall receive the crown of life, which he hath promised unto them that love him. And you can see that with Isaiah, any kind of sporting event. If you just say, I quit in the middle of it, you're off the team. You got a hammer and you're fighting, and sporting competitions are great because the resistance and you're enduring and you're pushing forward, and then they're pushing you back, and you push forward and they're pushing you back. But it's the people who are right now going through the Olympics, and it is endurance of other people who got the prize. Let's say on to chapter 5, verse 11 of James. Great illustration. Well, that's uncomfortable. Yes. That's why the pay is good. You know, you do a job that's very, very simple that everybody can do, and how much pay do you get?
Nothing.
A little bit. You get by. You do the really, really hard job, and what pay do you get? You're going to get really, really good pay, because there's very few of you can accomplish what you accomplished. A sergeant, how much time did he have to practice? How much endurance have to? How much study did he have to do? Everything else. Well, you get paid so much. You go ahead and go 12 years of training.
Yeah, they're not getting paid their third.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, no, I just want the money. That's most Christians. You know, I want the crown, but I don't want, you know, I don't want the suffering that can come along with it. 5:11. Lo, we pronounce him happy who have endured the endurance of Job, ye have heard. And at the end of the Lord have you seen, that of much tender affection is the Lord full of raham, compassion. But there's endurance. Now we're going to see running the race, 1 Corinthians 9.
Vivaldi is perfect for endurance.
Yeah, 9:24. And the Apostle Paul was, well, yeah. Keep your finger here. We'll go to 2 Corinthians 12. We're going to come right back here. But let's look what the Apostle Paul endured. Okay. 23. And this is where false apostles were coming into the church. And Paul's showing the distinction between him and the false apostles, the ministers of Satan.
What chapter?
Chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 23. Ministers of Christ are they? As one deranged, I am talking, high above measure. In toils, superabundantly. In prison, superabundantly. In stripes, to excess. In death, often. From Jews, 5 times 40, save one, have I received. Thrice have I been beat with rods. Once have I been stoned. Thrice have I been shipwrecked. A day and a night have I spent. In journeys often, in perils of rivers, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own race, in perils from Gentiles, in perils of the sea, in perils of the desert, in perils by the sea, in perils among false brethren, in toil and hardship, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. And apart from things without, my daily care, my anxiety for all the assemblies. There's the top.
That's
A plus. So you're right at the top. If you don't have this kind of resistance, you're not walking the walk. It's real simple. If you are not being slandered or disliked or hated, you're not walking the walk. Yeah. So you got to be able to wear things like here, and guess what's going to happen? You're either going to hate me or love me. You know, but it makes a statement right here that people go, you know, because people who hate Christ or hate Trump are going to hiss. And maybe you can't get a job with that particular company because you make a stand. Well, we're not going to hire you. That's part of the course. You know, if you're not resisting anything, you better look at your walk, because you're probably not walking. You're not walking the Christian walk. You're not speaking the truth. How many people have you in love reproved according to the scriptures? Well, none. Why? None of your family members need to be reproved? You know, your neighbors, the people you work with, don't need to be reproved. Do you see if they're walking in sin? Do you speak up against sodomy? Do you speak up against homosexuality? Do you speak up against abortion? Do you speak up against, you know, the things that are going on in our society? And if you don't, you're really not an asset for Christianity at all. Now we go to we look at Paul as our example. Now we go back to 1 Corinthians 9. 24. Well, I don't want that because people won't like me. And I'm going to just work my way into that. And guess what? Was Christ, you either did two things with Christ. What? You loved him or you
hated
him. You know, that comes with the territory. You can say, I want to be loved. I don't want to be hated. Well, we're in a dark world. Who is the God of this age? Satan is the god of this age, and our government look at the perseverance they did with Donald Trump. It's just crushing to try to crush you and crush you. Same way with Christians with the Olympic opening. They're trying to crush us. But we stand back and fight back. And then that's what the Apostle Paul did. We're running a race. In 24, know ye not that they who are in a race course run, all indeed run, but one receiveth the prize. So be running that ye may lay hold. But everyone who strives in the games and all things uses self-control. They indeed then that a corruptible crown they may receive, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so am running as not uncertainly, so I am boxing as not thrashing air, but I am beating my body under and leading it captive, lest by any means unto others, having proclaimed the contest, I myself should be rejected. So running the race. If you have any knowledge of the Word, you know there's no Trinity. Yeah, that is a doctrine of demons. Yes, have you told your church in a loving way? Have you given them the information to deliver them? Well, they'll expel you from the church. So be it. That comes with the territories. Now we go to 2 Timothy 3:10.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
2 Timothy 3:10.
Yes, 2 Timothy 3:10. 3:10-13. And here's our example again, the Apostle Paul. He says, be imitators of what?
Me.
Be imitators of me. Oh, hey, a minute here. You really got beat up, didn't you?
I understand.
You mean that could happen to me? Yes.
Donald Trump would be a good example.
Oh, yeah.
What he's been going through.
Yeah, it just, I mean, look at the prophets, Jeremiah, people in prison, slapped across the face. So we live in a very blessed time compared to being in Iran or a Muslim country.
I got locked up in a Facebook fact checker jail.
Yeah, but that's good. But no. We should. No, but we're at the point of speaking the truth in love. We're not trying to create ways, but we have to be able to speak the truth. This is what the Word says. And you have now people accepting sodomy, what we'll call it being gay or homosexual. You have to say, absolutely not. It has no place. Sodomites will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, period. So we got 10-13, 2 Timothy 3. But thou hast closely studied, this is to Timothy, my teaching, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, what?
Endurance.
Persecution, suffering. Look at endurance, persecution, suffering. What manner of things befell me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra? What manner of persecutions I, what? Endured. And out of all, the Lord rescued me. Yea, all who are determined to live in a godly manner in Christ Yahushua will be what?
Wow.
Persecuted. Okay.
Godly, you'll be persecuted.
Well, if you're not persecuted, then maybe you're not living a godly life. Because this just says, those who are determined to live in a godly manner will be persecuted. It doesn't say may be persecuted. It says will be persecuted. Will you put scripture on your vehicle? I've done that before. I had one person say, well, it might key my car. Well, that would be, I would be rewarded for that. But if the dark world has told me, don't put scripture on your car or we'll key it, well, I'm going to put it on. All right? Otherwise, you're listening to who? The world. Are you enduring? No, you're going downstream. As they told you to. They have told you, don't do this and we'll leave you alone. Do this and we'll attack you. Bring it. It's just like that. Bring it on, because I'm going to walk with Christ and he's going to walk and he's going to be proud of me. I'm going to finish my course. 13. Whereas wicked men and howling imposters will force their way to the words, deceiving and being deceived. Now we go to chapter 4, verse 3. For there will be a season when the healthful teachings they will not endure. Here is Franklin Graham. Now, this is Billy Graham's son. And, you know, Billy Graham is, you know, world renowned. And Franklin Graham's son saying, you know, you're going to spend eternity in heaven or you're going to spend eternity in hell. And I thought, that's not what this book teaches. You're supposed to be representing this book, and on the contrary, it never says that. The word hell doesn't even exist in this book. You're either going to live age abundantly, where? On the earth, not in heaven, on the new earth, or you're going to perish. You're going to be thrown into a lake of fire. But he doesn't know that. And he's probably 60, 70 years now. His father didn't know that. And these are supposed to be leaders of Christianity. Ah, they don't even have the two foundational things correct. They've been compromised, and now it's Satan. These are doctrines of Satan. Live eternity in heaven? No. Live eternity in hell? No. But Satan's like, good. That's exactly what I want you to teach. Are they going against upstream? No. They're going downstream, because every Christian right now will applaud this. All right? Sad to say. Okay. Back to 3. For there will be a season when the healthful teachings they will not endure, but according to their own covenant. Well, there's endure. But according to their own covenant. And the other thing, too, is to endure, because right teaching is going to bring persecution. I don't like persecution. So why don't you teach us something where the church will not, the world will not persecute us. So let's accept homosexuals. And they're going to be our friends now. We love them anyway, right? That's what the Pope has done. Is that going downhill? Yes, that's going downstream. Yes. Are you doing right? No. But according to their own covetings will they heap unto them teachers, because they have itching ears, and from the truth indeed their ear will they turn away, while unto the stories they will turn themselves aside. But thou be sober in all things, suffer hardship, to the work of evangelists, thy ministry completely fulfilled. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the season of my release is at hand. The noble contest have I contested. This should be our deathbed. The race have I finished. The faith have I kept. Henceforth lieth by for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will render unto me in that day, that righteous judge, yea, not alone unto me, but unto all them who have loved his first shining. So, and to finish our course, let's embrace endurance. We're not going to be shocked, because we've been warned, if you're going upstream, it's hard. I got the current against me. Yes, it's hard. I'm tired. I'll pull over for a while. Rest, then get back in. Go upstream. Pull over. Rest, get back in upstream. All right, that person goes across the English Channel swimming it. Is that hard? Yes. Does that require endurance? Yes. Holy mackerel, you know. So our course is the same way, so we can say in all good conscience, I have finished my course. I will receive the crown. And who's applauding us?
Christ.
Yeah, our Yahweh, Christ, all the messengers are looking at us. Look at this guy. Look at this woman who's just standing their ground, regardless of being hated. So we'll end on that. And we'll hear from our Heavenly Father.
Jim says, learn to rest, not quit.
Yeah, that's
practice
good.
Resting.
Yeah, you gotta rest. We all need vacations, and we all have a Sabbath. So Yahweh says, okay, everybody rest. Yeah, just rest. Okay, Sabbath. Cease from your works. And He'll give us the strength. And He won't give us more than we're able. You know, He'll give us something more than we can handle. So, Father, we thank you for these words, for these people, this prophecy. Seek my word and my will, and my comfort will abide in you. My comfort will fill your souls. It will give you life. It will give you freedom. It will give you peace. It will give you fulfillment. Everybody is seeking fulfillment, but fulfillment can only come through me and my son. Amen. See you next week.